Hey, thanks for spending time with me. Rusnowski here. This is Porchlight. So here's where we're finally able to begin again. Feeling solid enough ground beneath to risk going forward. Certainly these are unfamiliar surroundings, but these 2 feet say they're ready to move. So before this next first step, just a moment to look around, take a breath, and ask, so what have I been missing? So what have I been missing? For many of us, you were so very important to me, and now you're gone. And here on the far side of that, I'm wondering why I didn't appreciate you more. In life, there is always room for that. The more part, I mean, not all the regret about it. So from here on out, appreciating the more in all that I love, I do believe that's the way you would have wanted it. So what have I been missing? The sights, the sounds, the scent, the taste, the touch of so much in this very brief life. Hey, I spent years missing it when it was all right there in front of me, and then suddenly there was distance ahead. With each passing day, getting more detached from my senses until I'd wake up feeling estranged from every one of them except memory. So what have I been missing? How about a whole year learning less about the people you know and finding out more about the people you thought you knew? So what have I been missing? The simple act of realizing that you are right here with me now. Both of us changed, but we're still here. So please, let's draw a little closer. So what have I been missing? Ah, that verb. The origin of the word sin comes from the ancient Greek to miss the mark, with its imagery of a stretched bow, a distant target, and an often distracted archer. What did I aim for, and how badly did I miss before this all happened? I am so grateful for those arrows still left in the quiver. Note to self, don't let pride or fear prevent moving a step or two closer to that target before taking aim. So what have I been missing? What did you miss? I want to hear all about it. Right here. Right now. Let's agree to stop missing it together.
Hello, hooray, let the show begin. I'm ready. Hello, hooray, let the lights grow dim. We've been ready. Ready as the rain to fall, just to fall again. Ready as a man to be born, only to be born again and again and again and again and again. Hello, hooray, let the show begin. I'm ready. Hello, hooray, let the light grow dim. I'm ready. Ready as the rain to fall, just to fall again.
when all the dark clouds roll away. Yeah, the sun begins to shine. I see my freedom from across the way. And it comes right in one time. When it shines so bright, and it gives so much light. Yet it comes from the sky above. Make me feel so free. Make me feel like me. Yet it lasts. My life with love, yet it seems like, yet it feels like, yet it seems like, yet it feels like a brand new day, a brand new day, yeah, yeah. I was lost, double-crossed, with my hands behind my back. I was long-time hurt and thrown in the dirt, shoved out on the railroad track. I've been used, abused, and my eyes got hooked on that beautiful morning sun. And it seems like, yes, it feels like.
blank slate, new calendar, let's see, pencil or ink. Judy Collins, Richard and Linda Thompson, Van Morrison, all still with us. So let's get right to it. A little grace going forward, perhaps. For this postcard home, the postmark reads Bloomington, Indiana. I fell in love accidentally with Terre Haute, Indiana. One Saturday afternoon, many years ago, I visited a small used bookstore and came upon a book comprised of historic photographs from the city, dated in the first half of the 20th century. To my eyes, these scenes were as idyllic as a movie backlot. Labor Day parades, corner grocery stores, small factories producing a variety of everyday items back when every day was set between the world wars. Jackknives, work overalls, cheap chocolate candy in heart-shaped boxes. I once had a friend whose five-year-old daughter fell in love with a cover photograph for the Alice's Restaurant album. It had to be explained gently that, honey, that was 40 years ago. Arlo doesn't look like that anymore. So how about the embarrassment of my first visit to Terre Haute as an adult, when I realized that all those quaint businesses and lovely streetscapes referenced in this book of old photographs had been swept away by the process of an evolving city. Nevertheless, I am still clearly under the spell. That's because over the intervening time, I've had a passel of wonderful real-life experiences in the Terre Haute that was right in front of me, just waiting to be discovered on its own terms. One of those occasions was the very last sit-down meal I had at a restaurant before the lockdown hit. It was delicious. It was spent with good friends. Without getting too dramatic, if that had turned out to be the last meal for real, boasting about it forever would have eased the loss. And yes, I do intend to return there. Reservations made far enough out to ensure a Friday table for four, requested on a postcard featuring a hometown building that no longer stands. And yes, after 30 years, she still loves Arlo's music. Time and truth didn't change that either.
Talking about some new sensations. It's easy enough to tell what is wrong, but that's not what I wanna hear all night long. Some people are like human to an all. Sensations. Ooh, ooh, new sensations. Talking about some new sensations. Got themselves married and somebody died. I went to the jukebox and played a hillbilly song. They was arguing about football as I waved and went outside, and I headed for the mountains feeling warm inside. I love that GPZ so much, you know that I could kiss her. Ooh, new sensation. Talking about your new sensations. Talking new sensations.
By the rain, driven by the snow, I'm drunk and dirty, don't you know, and I'm still willing. And I was out on the road late at night, I seen my pretty Alice in every headlight. Alice, Dallas Alice.
And I've been from Tucson to Tucumcari, to Hatchapeeta, Tonopah, driven every kind of rig that's ever been made. Driven the back road so I wouldn't get weighed. And if you give me weed, white sand wine, and you show me a
thank you. I've been kicked by the wind, robbed by the sleet, had my head stoved in, but I'm still on my feet, and I'm still reeling. I smuggled some smokes and folks from Mexico, baked by the sun every time I go to Mexico, and I'm still.
And I've been from Tucson to Tucum, Gary, to Hatchapi or Tonopah, driven every kind of rig that's ever been made, driven the back road so I wouldn't get way. White sand wine, and you show me a sign, I'll be willing to be moving.
The thrill of a regional road trip there with Lou Reed and Lowell George via Little Feet, then a twofer made possible by an apostrophe at the end of both titles. That's Pop Staples and his Young Charges, including Mavis and possibly a 1961 Fender Vibrasonic amplifier. Vibrato knob set at 11. Rusnowski here. You're listening to Porchlight.
told you I'm your guardian angel. I know everything about you.
Well, you look about like the kind of an angel I'd get. Sort of a fallen angel, aren't you? What happened to your wings?
I haven't worn my wings yet. That's why I'm an angel second class.
I don't know whether I like it very much, being seen around with an angel without any wings.
Oh, I've got to earn them. And you'll help me, won't you?
Sure, sure. How?
By letting me help you.
Upon the steps and a baby cries. High above you can hear the church bell start to ring. And as the heaviness, oh, the heaviness, the body settles in. Somewhere you can hear a mother sing. Then it's one foot, then the other. Step out on the road. Step out on the road. How much weight? How much? Then it's how long and how far and how many times? Oh, before it's too late. Call all angels. Calling all angels, walk me through this one, don't leave me alone. Calling all angels, calling all angels, we're trying, we're hoping, but we're not sure. On every day you gaze upon the sunset with such love and intensity. Why, it's almost as if you could only crack the code, then you'd finally understand what this all means. Ah, but if you could, do you think you would trade in all the pain and suffering? Ah, but then you'd miss the beauty of the light upon this earth, and the sweetness of the
Believing in angels, which involves trusting what you can't possibly understand. Plenty of opportunities for that of late, right? First off, Jane Seabury started out life as Jane Stewart and subsequently renamed herself twice. After that, Bonnie Raitt with a beautiful John Prine composition, yes, House Rules favoring the writer's own version, still in force, but they've often sung this song together live. And be honest, how did you first hear it? A small framed portrait, a lighted candle, corner shrine for the Bedford Flagman. Here's a great country song that was almost as good as the title. How Can I Miss You When You Won't Go Away? B-side, I Should Have Missed You While You Were There. Years ago, I discovered a circa 1920s image of a railroad crossing guard in Bedford, Indiana. He was facing the camera at the intersection of street and track beside a tiny wooden shack with windows on every side. His job description? Providing ample warning of an oncoming train and alert traffic by waving a red flag. I would imagine this individual became familiar to a number of people living in Bedford at that time. Some probably called him by name. We do know this much for sure. One day, this individual, or perhaps his successor, was suddenly gone, replaced by a mechanical wooden gate that would automatically lower and raise, or perhaps just two red lights flashing well in advance of the train. This transition from man to machine was documented in the busy railroad town of Terre Haute, Indiana, during the 1920s. It probably won't surprise you that some residents there opposed the installation of an automatic signal, arguing the human observer would be more reliable and a more effective deterrent to risky behavior. Down the list, the fear that this change would eliminate the livelihoods of familiar individuals known by their nicknames or a sense of humor shared with local travelers as they waited for the all clear. Who knows? Maybe among them some little kids who figured spending a day watching powerful locomotives and protecting the vulnerable from harm must be the best job in the world. We will all be experiencing that type of transition on the other side of this mountain. Jobs permanently eliminated by technologies currently being tested out of necessity. The next course correction. In the wake of these changes, many people have had no choice but to abruptly leave a position or their homes because all at once daily life became for them unsustainable. Gone. That sudden, that simple. We're only left to imagine how cruel. You may hear a story or learn a name when you ask about an absent bank teller, healthcare aide, or shop owner. The shrine you keep for them may only be temporary, set up in a far corner of this shared time and place. Remembering this person who was once present in your life for just a little while longer before they're forgotten.
I've been out walking. I don't do that much talking these days. These days I seem to think a lot about the things that I forgot to do. And all of the time I had the chance to, I don't think I'll risk another these days. These days. And if I seem to be afraid to live the life that I have made in song, well, it's just 'cause I've been losing so long. I've quit my scheming. I don't do all that dreaming these days. These days I sit on cornerstones, count the time in quarter tones to ten. Don't confront me with my failures, I've not forgotten them.
Being confined to a familiar space for a long period of time helps you notice the significance of the small yet spectacular. After all, isn't that how the Birdman of Alcatraz got started? Daily rituals can grow out of noticing these small things. On many evenings over the past year, Tricia and I have set aside time for a cup of tea. Each of us chose different varieties, since we have so much of it just sitting there on our kitchen shelves. Among our many discoveries, this shared ritual made us by turns contemplative or conversational, depending on how the day had gone. That created a nice opportunity for us. There's also this. A box of Celestial Seasonings Emperor's Choice Tea, which seems to have migrated with us into our house 24 years ago. The freshness date on the side panel? August of 1995. Obviously unnoticed. Oh, it tasted fine. Lasted longer than the reign of many an emperor. Actually, during the many years that box of tea sat undisturbed, Celestial Seasonings merged with the Hain Food Group and currently has annual sales topping $100 million. And so, a toast to survival and to change. May this new evening ritual extend far beyond this aging tea and this endless quarantine.
Out there, you can kick up the dust. You can dance to fiddle music. Watch the alfalfa bloom. If you like, you can see gold teeth, taste sweet whiskey or red-eyed gravy. The air breathes easy. Nights move faster. And you tell time by the clock.
It turns out that one secret I discovered during this quarantine wasn't a secret at all. In fact, it had been revealed to me some time ago. For much of the past year, I'd been hearing the encouraging phrase, when things return to normal. Eventually, I started using it myself as a personal intention, till it just became a carrot on a stick held by someone I couldn't even see. It turns out that normal, as an objective in life, was exactly what I had run screaming from decades ago, back when I knew far less about myself than I do now. Anyway, if I really believe this life turned out decently, why would I burn the map that got me this far? Life experiences will get delivered in all shapes and sizes, so I suppose it's possible for some to follow the predictable path of a circle with its steady, gentle curves. But that's not what they mean by the wheel of karma. The feeling that you've been here before is generally followed by turning around and finding out the birds ate your trail of breadcrumbs. I've become convinced that this life of mine won't be returning to whatever normal was again. Speaking as one fortunate survivor, I give thanks for that every day. Parting word, then, to the fine French author Marcel Proust. I still have his remembrance of things past on my reading list. That's right, pal. It's great to remember and impossible to return. Quote, "The voyage of discovery lies not in finding new landscapes, but in having new eyes. And so, next time. Porchlight is engineered by our radio audio director, Mike Pascash, production assistance from Luann Johnson. Our executive producer is John Bailey. At WFIU.org/porchlight, you will find commentary, postcard images, and an archive of every episode.